T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. John Marks, Ike Reese. Beautiful, beautiful weather. It doesn't feel like August outside there last couple of days, or at least yesterday and today, Ike.
Yeah, you know, all that 90-degree plus and the humidity making it feel like it's 100-plus degrees outside that we've experienced through July. That may have been the worst July in the history of the world, as hot as it was, with the amount of 90-degree days we had leading into August. So when we get into the 80s, it feels like it's cold outside.
Yeah,
it's like a nice breeze outside.
Yeah, 80s are nothing compared to last month was hot.
Yes, exactly.
You were right. Yeah, I mean,
I'll take this.
Almost felt like football weather when I went outside Saturday morning.
It was a little
like low 60s, upper 50s
up
in the Poconos.
Yeah, well, the starter over at the golf course there, yeah, you know, he gets out there like 6 o'clock, 6:30. And he said he had to wear a jacket.
See that?
That morning, yeah.
Was there a frost warning?
Yeah, I know. So, was there any frost on the Christmas?
I don't know if there was any frost. It's frost on my clubs. I know that much.
Yeah. There
you
go.
Not a good weekend.
No?
No.
Oh. So, you want it? Maybe it's not hitting weather anymore.
I guess so. Yeah, it was not a good Saturday. It was not.
All right. So, it didn't hit him well.
No.
Well, listen, there's always next weekend, Ike. Let's get back into it.
There is next weekend.
Yep. All right, well, you know what? Like, this 1 p.m. game on Sunday. Like, come on,
preseason. What?
Like, I don't have enough things to do on a Sunday. In August, you have to give me a preseason game?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Yeah.
Imagine having to do the post-game show today.
Yeah, no, thank you. Well, I mean, why not if your day's already shot?
Yeah, my day is already shot that Sunday.
I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Yep. Man, I got, like, my wife's already scheduling stuff, and I'm like, whoa. I'm like, just a 1 p.m. game.
She's like, what?
Yeah.
I thought the regular season started next month.
Right.
Right, because most preseason games are Thursday
There's
or Friday.
There's never Sunday. I don't remember ever a Sunday preseason game.
Not for the Eagles, anyway.
No, I got scheduled the Sesame Place on Sunday, and I'm like, hold on a second. Like, what time do they open? 10 o'clock.
Do you have to watch the Eagles game?
I want to.
Why?
Because I want to chart Jalen Hurts' progress if he plays. That's the other
preseason thing. Game? No, the second preseason.
I mean, the second.
I don't know if he's going to play or not.
He didn't play
after that hit. I'm sure he's probably.
Well, and they are going to get a lot of work in the joint practices.
There you go.
I said, I don't know who I said this today, but I said I'd be surprised if he played as opposed to the other way around.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that may go for all the starters, honestly.
Well, if Hurts isn't playing, I don't want to see the game. Because Stinnett stinks, and Gardner Minshew stinks. And did Carson Strong even play in the game?
No, but it's a minor setback for a major comeback.
All right, I mean, listen.
He might be going straight to the practice squad.
Yeah, do not pass go. Give us our $100,000 back. That's how he's playing out there. Come on, Jack. I at least wanted some kind of crap I could talk about him being the quarterback of the future. He sucks.
Meanwhile, the dude on the western side of the state looked pretty good.
Man, did he look good.
Oh, he's playing the
two gloves.
He's in the fourth quarter. Come on.
Yeah, he looked good.
I don't care. I would hope he looked good. He was the 19th pick in the draft.
Well, he looked good.
Well,
he did look good.
You know what he looked? He looked like.
And George Pickens looked good.
George Pickens,
he did.
Gonna be good. He's a Steeler.
No, I think
that is my cousin's son. Remember I told y'all that Carl Pickens?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like second or third cousins with Carl Pickens, and I think that's his son.
That's Carl Pickens' son?
I think so.
I've never met another Pickens before, but
I guess you never know. So I looked, I said George Pickens' dad, and it came up, Carl Pickens. But where's George Pickens from?
He's from Georgia, I think, no?
Yeah.
Alabama.
He's from Alabama?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean it can't be his dad. I'm just saying, Carl Pickens didn't have any Alabama ties. Doesn't mean it can't be his dad.
Listen, anything's possible.
Yeah. Well, Carl's from Murphy, North Carolina.
Okay.
He's from North Carolina. He went to school at Tennessee.
Okay, so
Vols, yeah.
Down there in that area.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm working my way through there. Yes. Working my way around the Southeastern Conference down there somewhere. Yeah, it could be.
He looked good, and I think Trubisky is going to be efficient. Like, you can see what he is in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of he's wearing a glove and
you're talking about two gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah, two gloves.
He's efficient.
Yeah, but it wasn't against first teamers. So
No. It wasn't.
Well, he's going to be the starter at some point.
Right. No, for sure. It might be this year. Yeah. It just depends on how far along he is. Because I think it's really more about him than Trubisky. Mm-hmm. Trubisky's a decent option if they don't think that he's ready to play.
Right.
I saw some of the Colts preseason game as well.
Yeah, I saw some of that.
I read the headline was that something like that. Oh, Matt Ryan's on fire. Like, ooh. I saw a lot of dumping off underneath and stuff like that.
Nicky Foles scored a touchdown.
Yep.
Threw a touchdown.
Yeah.
I watched that yesterday.
Yeah, I saw some of
the replays on yesterday.
Yeah. No, so it was I was bouncing around quite a bit on the replays and catching them throughout the day and saw some replays.
I had the Raiders and the Vikings last night.
Yeah. Yep.
Or afternoon, yesterday afternoon.
Late afternoon, yeah.
Yesterday afternoon.
Yep. All right. Well, another one because Sunday at 1 o'clock. Damn it. All right, so Ike, until Howard Eskin's walking around here today and he says there's less than a 0% chance that Kevin Durant's coming to Philadelphia via trade. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, listen, here's what's not deniable is that there's not an obvious place where he's going to go. Everybody's going to say Boston. Listen, if Boston wants to buck up Jaylen Brown, first round draft picks and another player, then yeah, they'll make the trade right now, mm-hmm. but it's not happening right now. Mm-mm. It wouldn't surprise me, and I think we're in agreement here, that Durant starts the season as a net. And this plays out during the season. They try to build up a trade market, and then maybe by the trade deadline, there's something that's there that they like a little bit more.
Yeah.
Trade could happen now, but it doesn't. I mean, I don't think it's a lock by any means that it gets traded before the season.
Yeah. I keep having a sneaky feeling that the NBA doesn't want this to happen, that they aren't happy that Kevin Durant is now pulling this and he wants to be traded after he just signed a 4-year contract extension. Like, the NBA owners are in a little bit of trouble right now as it pertains to having control of this league. And the idea that when players get upset and want to force their way out, the owners have no way, they have no recourse. It's like, what are we supposed to do? I'm pretty sure they're yelling at Adam Silver, like, dude, you need to get this fixed. Like, you need to get this fixed. And we thought that, you know, you give players max money. I thought money would keep them here, keep a player happy. You know, you made it so small market teams can overpay their players. They can give them the extra year, the fifth year, this whole thing. And players are still wanting out.
And then trade them after you give them the new contract.
Yeah, exactly. Something's not right about this. Hey, listen, I want Kevin Durant. Make no mistake about it. But I do, for the greater good or the greater cause of the sport, this can't be good. Like Ben Simmons pulled this last year, and now Kevin Durant's going to do this. Like, if Kevin Durant's able to pull this off and get traded where he wants or what have you, this is just going to continue to happen.
Sure.
When players get upset, when Zion is upset after next year, he's forcing his way out of New Orleans because they've given him the extension already. He got a max extension already. He can force his way to New York.
Yep. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I don't even know. It's just going to continue because
and we felt that because Ben forced his way out of here.
No, you know, and what do you do as a franchise?
Right.
You got to report. Then you start doing injury stuff and mental stuff or whatever. But even if they report, then they're not happy doing it. And like, wait, what team can win when you have the superstar unhappy guy in the locker room who doesn't want to be there?
Nah.
Can't win like that.
Because he affects everybody in the locker room. He affects the total. He affects the mood. At practice, like, you can't have a mopey guy there that doesn't want to be there. Remember, the Rockets were like, man, y'all got to get James Harden out of here.
Yeah, they said, no, you're staying. Yes, and then they played 2 weeks and they traded
the players
him for pennies
were like,
on the
dollar. The players were like, no, he got to go, man.
Yep. Yeah. So that, I mean, it just depends on how long they're willing to ride it out. And what is Kevin Durant willing to do? Mark Stein, who longtime NBA reporter, and he's had a lot of great information on this. He was all over the Harden thing from the beginning. He says the following earlier today. He says, if Durant hasn't been traded by then, so the whole thing is that would Durant be willing to cause a ruckus behind the scenes to force the Nets to lower the asking price? He says, if Durant hasn't been traded by then, there's a growing expectation in league circles that he will continue trying to cause as much of a ruckus behind the scenes to try to prod the Nets into lowering their asking price, at least to facilitate a deal. If it wasn't apparent by now, he really wants that trade to Phoenix or Miami, or maybe even Boston or Philadelphia, no matter what it does to his reputation when he hasn't played a single game yet under his new contract, the new contract extension.
So here's what I'm gathering here, right? Kyrie is gone after next year. He knows he's not coming back. He got his $36 million. Or he said, if y'all want to trade me,
trade me.
But they know Kyrie's not going to be there after this season. And Durant is saying, hold on, I didn't come here to play with Ben Simmons. I didn't come here to play with this player. I came here to play with Kyrie Irving. So if he's not going to be here, I want out right now myself. Yeah. So it's like every man for yourself. You got to try to find the best landing spot. And that's why I think Philadelphia is somewhat attractive to Kevin Durant. But I don't know if we have enough to pull off that trade. You know, Daryl Morey, listen, he held all the cards, and we didn't know he was holding them to the James Harden situation with Ben Simmons. He knew. James Harden knew. They knew. They were just biding their time.
They had the answers.
Yeah, they were just biding their time. If James Harden is saying, listen, KD wants to come here, we just got to figure out a way to get him here.
If that's the case, he's going to be here because Daryl will figure a way, especially because if Durant has as much power as you know that he does, like maybe he ends up saying, okay, I'm willing to go here. The other thing at play here is the Nets owner. He's more or less like his whole perspective is, yo, I'm a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Like I'm doing what I want to do. And he felt a certain way about Kyrie not getting vaccinated and all that stuff.
Right.
And he doesn't care if this blows up his team and his product and his investment. He doesn't care. Like he's right. gonna win this. That's what it's about to him, is him winning this whole argument.
Yeah. Fight. And when you're a billionaire and you sign the checks, you usually are gonna win the argument. I mean, eventually you are going to win the argument that you're going to get what you want. And if that means I'll trade you Kevin Durant to this place or that place, which I think the owner probably would just to prove his point. But you got Sean Marks and Steve Nash up there like, just slow down. Like,
right.
This is what we should be getting in return for Kevin Durant. And they really should be getting a king's ransom.
Much more than the Sixers right now can give.
I can't understand what gives. It has to be that. Some owners have to be sour on Kevin Durant right now. Because why wouldn't you move heaven and hell to try to get Durant?
So, yes, A. B, they also realize how dangerous it is to acquire a player like that because he's more or less – he didn't even start the contract extension he signed.
Yeah.
He didn't even play a game under it. So now he gets to play out the entire contract extension on a different team.
Right.
So that's a bad precedent.
Yep.
And – And Joshua Harris, I don't think cares about that. And he would.
No, Joshua Harris don't care about that. Hell no. No.
This is going to be awesome?
Yeah. Joshua Harris does not care about that. No way.
All right, well, there you have it.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that stuff.
Jack, put your seatbelts on. Your seatbelt on.
I tell you what, I still have this weird feeling he's going to be a Sixer.
I do too.
Like I don't know how, but the thing that changes this whole thing, which a lot of people say, oh, no chance this happens, is if Durant says he wants to come here.
Yep.
That's the next shoe to drop. He's trying everything behind the scenes. You know, I'm going to cause a ruckus. I'm going to threaten to retire. The next thing that's going to come out is he's going to say, I want to be there. And the fact that he hasn't said he wants to be a Celtic, I think, is kind of telling too. Like, he has a chance to go there and be on a finals contender right away.
I don't think he wants to go there.
They want they've the perfect piece to make this trade work in Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of getting sold on Philadelphia by James Harden, who they're backpacking through Europe together right now. So
That's major, man. Seriously.
Major.
Yeah, these guys hanging out with each other like that's major. You think and they were former teammates. Like, we forget the OKC days.
Right, I mean,
they were teammates already before Brooklyn, before James put on a fat suit and got to Brooklyn, and Kevin Durant was upset about it. They were teammates at OKC,
and they've made up and they've moved on with the relationship, and it's clearly finer and just as strong as maybe it's ever been.
Man.
And if Durant wants to come here, he's going to be here.
Yep.
Because it's easy to say, nah, like I know you can trade for me, and I'll report, but. Right, Boston's going to have to give up an all-star player to get him. So if he's not truly sold on going, then you just wonder if he's going to try to – because the Suns can't offer anything, right? Like, the Suns really don't have anything that's going to attract the Nets at all.
No, Mikal Bridges, no. I mean, because that's really what it is. Because of the Ben Simmons, you can't trade Devin Booker or
nope.
DeAndre Ayton.
Because of the rookie. Brooklyn. Yeah.
The rookie max deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Could be here.
Yeah.
Let's do
it. As long as they continue to hang out, I think it's a likelihood that he's here.
All right, go to the phones in a second. Hey, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're getting engaged, there's one place to go, one place to go only. Mark's Jewelers. Maybe you're already engaged. You're looking for wedding bands. Maybe gifts for the bridal party. Perfect place, Mark's Jewelers. An amazing 25,000 square foot showroom. Personal consultants, private booths, and a bar. So check this out. Go with your wife. Go with your buddy. Go with whoever to pick out the engagement ring or the wedding bands. Get a drink, relax, and pick the right gift. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, just off the turnpike, minutes from everywhere. You can shop online, marks-jewelers.com. There you go. All right, Mike in Clarksboro has something on the Eagles. Mike, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, it's Mike. First, I want to ask Ike. Hey, you know, you live in the town where I live. Are you okay from this crazy tanker leak that we've been having for the last week?
Is there a gas problem in Clarksboro?
Well, that area, yeah, that whole region.
Is that right?
Last week, yeah. I'm assuming I'm okay, Mike. I don't know if I'm going to have some type of effects at some point later, but yeah, that was horrific last, what was that, last Thursday? Last Wednesday that happened?
I think it was Wednesday it started, and then that took for days, man. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this strong odor that you can
smell. I don't know if it was a chemical leak or something happened over there.
The tanker that was at a rest stop that was leaking some type of chemical, and they couldn't figure out how to stop it.
Now, my God.
We had a shelter in place for a while. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. You know, everybody has smelled rotten eggs before, and I can only imagine what, you know, that sound that Jack plays on the board, what that smelled like when, you know, that was let out. You know, so it was a lot of that in the air. Like, and imagine that for like 3 days straight being in the air.
It's terrible.
Yeah, hopefully everybody's okay. It doesn't seem like anybody went to the hospital or anything, but it was kind of crazy for a while in our little town.
Yeah, about that little town of Mayberry over there, man.
Yep.
All right, Mike, hope you recover, man. Appreciate it.
It's my little town of Mayberry over there, man. Yeah, I'm in the area.
What'd the locals do? It was their...
Well, we complained.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too.
Usually happens in the suburbs.
Yes, we complain. That's right. You don't disrupt the atmosphere around there, man.
I didn't know if sirens started going off.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I just know it was all over the news. It was on the news, and you could smell it. I think people just didn't know what the hell the smell was.
Yeah.
And then they started reporting that it was either some chemical spill or a gas leak or something. I tweeted it out Thursday morning, I believe, because that's when it really hit me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm out there getting ready to walk the dog. You know, you got the dogs out to use the bathroom, what have you. And I'm like, man, what is going on?
And then everybody's saying the same thing, and it doesn't go away.
Right.
Yeah, my high school actually was, it's across the street from the sewage plant, Upper Moreland High School.
Yeah.
And for years, it smelled like you were across the street from a sewage plant. They did not do a good job of controlling the odor. So, and we didn't have air conditioning in the school, so when it got hot out, you had to open up the windows, which you couldn't really do because of the sewage plant.
Is that why you guys struggled at football for so long?
Yep. Absolutely.
Need clean air, man.
Not anymore. They're not the Tom Kelly days, Upper Moreland football. Like, they're better now. That's for sure. Eric, I'll give you about, go ahead, get about a minute. Go ahead, Eric. What's up?
What's up, guys? I just want to first say that this is my favorite show, Talking Sports, TV, radio, podcast, period. You guys are that good, so I just want to first big you guys up.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
I live in South Jersey now, 6 years. I'm from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy. I'm unfortunately a Knicks fan. I didn't call to talk about that, but I talked to my therapist about. So we're gonna pass on that. But I've always had an affection for the Sixers. Basketball was my first sport. And back in the day when they had those games on CBS, Sixers and Lakers, you know, et cetera.
Oh, Doc.
I fell in love with, you know, really all those Sixers players like Moses and Dr. J and everybody. And I follow the Sixers pretty close. I think we're about a week away from Kevin Durant coming out and saying that he wants to be a Sixer. I think Kevin Durant will be here. I think there'll be a trade revolving around Maxey and draft picks, but I think that Durant is coming here.
Yep.
Well, Eric, someone's got to talk to Howard about this. Like, he does not believe it's going to happen.
No, that's why I feel more confident.
Right. He's so
against it. And he was 90% sure Deshaun Watson was coming here.
That's true. He was. So if you reverse that, yeah, you're right. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team. No Philly sales tax. Plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com.
How about Daryl Morey going out to practice yesterday?
I can wear this AI t-shirt
on.
Yep.
You know
what I didn't realize? I didn't realize Daryl Morey was that tall.
Yeah, every time you see him, it's like, wow, he's shockingly tall.
Yeah, because I don't see him standing upright very often. He's usually sitting behind something or sitting at a desk. I'm watching him. Now, granted, the two people he was standing next to aren't very tall, Jay Glazer and Howie Roseman.
Oh, is that I saw a different one. He was next to Sirianni, and I did notice, like, he's taller than Sirianni.
Yeah, and Nick is my height.
Yeah.
Nick is 6'3", so Daryl Morey has to be
6'4".
Yeah, I was going to say he must be 6'4".
That's why I get so winded when he has to get to the podium. He's a big guy. He's walking around.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
I guess he was reading Twitter because the one time he was winded and we made fun of him afterwards and Twitter was talking about it. So what did he do? He got winded at the one press conference.
Right? Oh, I remember the last time. Yeah.
But then the last time he spoke, he talked about he was like, oh yeah, sorry, I'm winded or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's very online.
Yes, yes.
Him and Durant are gonna get along great.
Durant was active on Twitter on Sunday morning.
No one's better.
Yeah. That's why I won't even put his name in my tweets, man.
Do not tag him.
Yeah, because, dude, last thing I need is Kevin Durant flaming me on
Twitter. Do you think he keeps a log, like a notebook at home, where he just writes another name, @
No, I think he checks his mentions.
Well, he definitely does.
And if you are somebody and he happens to pick you to come at, yeah. Now, some people may feel honored to have that happen. I wouldn't.
No.
Yes.
He's roasting a guy for like the kind of car he drove.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Meanwhile, that guy's probably like, yeah, I got Kevin Durant to reply to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not going to be my response to Kevin Durant.
I don't need
me.
To be humiliated by Kevin Durant. Mark's got punked by Kevin Durant. No, exactly. Thank you.
That's why I don't tag anybody. I try not to anyway. I definitely don't tag anybody. I try not to even put your name in a tweet because I know
just
these guys. Well, these guys get on here and they search their names.
Yeah. I think he reacted to a guy that was saying he's hurting his legacy by moving around teams and stuff like that. And obviously that's something he's thinking about and seen a lot. So, all right, top 5 at 5 with Jack.
Oh.
Are Mondays normally pretty spicy with Jack?
Boy.
He gets a whole weekend to think of people to insult and rip.
Usually.
Well, that's coming.
We did
up.
Have a pregame show Friday.
Okay.
I was gonna say, I couldn't read who he was going after today.
So it's the pregame show. Top 5 at 5 with Jack coming up next. Can't wait. We'll get some Eagles phone calls. The Phillies and the Reds will do leading off a little bit early tonight. We'll lead you into the Phillies and the Reds. All that's coming up next. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.